Furthermore, and we must emphasize this, studies show that there is a higher chance of recidivism with a child who is incarcerated with adults than with a child who is held in juvenile facilities. Thus, it's in the state's own best interest to keep Danny in juvenile jurisdiction, where he can be rehabilitated and then start over on his 25th birthday as a productive member of society. "You're assuming Danny is guilty," Sandy said shortly. "Why are you assuming that my son is guilty?" Avery, an older man with wire-rimmed glasses and expensive suits, gave her a faint smile. He had eaten his pie within minutes, then gently patted his upper lip with his paper napkin as if it had been made of the finest linen. Sandy wasn't sure if she liked him yet. She thought he might be too pompous, too rich and oozing of success for her taste. But Shep had been taken with him since they first met at some law enforcement function where Avery was the keynote speaker. Shep went so far as to call him a friend, though Sandy knew that wasn't really true. Avery Johnson moved in circles beyond them. He lived in a gorgeous home in Lake Oswego and was hardly taking this case out of the goodness of his heart. Sandy imagined the man charged $500 an hour and was racking up billable time even as he ate their pie. She didn't know how they were going to pay him. She had no idea what kind of lies Shep must have fed the man about their financial circumstances to even get him to show up. She just knew that Shep wanted Avery Johnson. He was the best there was, and Shep wouldn't hear of anything less for his son. That was his idea of fatherhood, and it both enraged Sandy and broke her heart. "Sandy, you can rest assured that I will never let a jury think your son is guilty." Avery smiled at her again. "But we're not at a jury trial yet.